When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
KMOX. Happy Friday, a few minutes past 3 p.m. Every Friday, we have Alvin Reed come in from Donnybrook. And you're always looking sharp. Always looking sharp.
I you know, fall and like winter days where it's like not like really cold. That's my vibe.
You got the wardrobe?
I got that for, yeah, exactly. So, you know, don't like it too cold, don't like it too hot. Maybe It's a September birth. You know about that. We're ready for fall, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I'm a little bummed out though. Only one collar today.
Oh yeah, true. I shared that story.
Yeah,
like, I had to peel clothes off, and I had that look on my face. I know, like, what are you talking? Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly. I am a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Right. On the break, Alvin was telling us a story about how he sent an invoice to the wrong Steve, and it made me think about 5 years ago. I got a new cell phone number, and almost immediately, because I thought that when someone got rid of a cell phone number, they let it sleep for about 6 months. Then they gave it to someone new so that this kind of thing wouldn't happen. But I started getting text and phone calls to a girl. They thought I was a girl who had run away. And it was her family. Like, I don't remember her name. Say it was Nancy. But it was like, please, please, Nancy, just call us and let us know you're okay.
Oh, God.
So I ignored it for the longest time. And then her dad called and left a message. And I called him back. And I'm like, look, I'm a dad. I get it. Mm-hmm. Here's who I am. Not just Dave. Mm-hmm. Here's who I am.
Yeah.
I have your daughter's number. I've had it for about 3 months now. I have never met her. I don't know where she is, but I feel terrible for you. Mm-hmm. And I could feel him break over the phone.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Yeah.
He completely accepted it and thanked me. He's just like, I don't know what to do. Like, brother, I wish I could tell you something.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. We just came up the holiday period. A little happier story. Not really. Anyway, our telephone number, the last digits were 8582.
Mm-hmm.
The one of the toy stores at West County was 8285.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Wasn't bad until Christmas time.
Yeah.
And this is back in, you know, like in the 70s, where you had to find that toy, that whatever. And we were very nice. We said, like, this is, you know, the Reed residence.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and we tell them the correct number. It's, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know, like, sorry. It's kind of like our thing.
Yeah.
And you would think, like, back then, it didn't bother us that much.
Right.
And today, people would.
Oh, you'd go out of your mind.
Call your
go
congressman.
Out of your mind.
Right.
Well, we were amazing, Andrew. With our stories of when we were kids, company would just come knocking at the door.
Yeah.
And you were excited.
Yeah.
You were happy. Mom would grab the coffee cake and they'd start playing cards. And if they had kids, you'd be roughhousing in the basement.
Right. Like, people would go visiting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, I don't remember a single time someone calling and saying, hey, is it okay if we come over? They just showed up.
Pretty much.
And we'd show up there.
Yeah. So, hey, let's go by and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. I know people today are like, me included, somebody knocks at the door.
Oh, I'm hitting the deck. Yeah,
who is?
I will hit the deck.
Were you expecting somebody?
Isn't it crazy?
I know. It's nuts. Yeah. All right, but at the same time, the world's a different place.
Every time the doorbell rings, I run upstairs and I'm looking out the top window like a creeper, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Because I tell ourselves here our business. I don't have a ring. I don't know, just kind of like I'm the same way. Like, no, I don't want to see the world. I want the world looking at me. So truce.
How close did you come to being a sports guy?
My first job at Danville was sports, okay? But I wanted to do news, and the editor of that first newspaper knew that. Said, like, Chuck, I want to move over when that opportunity comes. When that comes, I don't know. But I told him. And so when it occurred and I became a news reporter, I would rather have done that.
Yeah.
Sports fan, I enjoyed covering sports. I didn't necessarily want to be a sports reporter. But thing is that I got to do it, and then I ended up going back to USA Today Baseball Weekly and, you know, just doing some sports radio and all that. Yeah. I really wasn't trying to have a hand in sports. It just got played that way.
Kev, did you ever have an opportunity earlier in your career to go out of sports?
Yeah. But not, I mean, it actually was here before I came here originally. They were looking for the overnight show and Steve had me come down. I did a couple shows. I don't think I was going to get it. I know Reardon did, by the way, just so you know, and I wasn't ready to quit sports either. So it's kind of like good timing, but that's how I got connected here.
Yeah.
Is that I was maybe going to do just regular talk on the overnights, because I was already doing overnights before, so that didn't, you know, that late night.
I was going to say you had done it before.
Yeah, I'd done late night, so that didn't, that part wasn't going to be a weird thing to me. But it's what led to me getting to be the sports guy down the road, like about 6-8 months later.
Yeah.
Because then Mike Grimm left, and then I sent Steve a message. I'm like, hey there. I'm still out there.
I texted Steve and told him, I forget which day it was. I think you were filling in for me. Yeah, you were. And I was sick, and I listened to all 4 hours. And I said, you should be a multimillionaire, and you should be the king of overnights.
You need to be my agent.
I should. The fact that you can talk for hours at a time. No, I know we make fun of you.
No, it's the truth,
but
man.
It's like Steph Curry, you know, like him shooting threes.
I am to talking what Amy is to running.
Yeah.
She can run marathons. I can talk a marathon.
I can talk a marathon?
Yeah.
The shows, and you see, you guys, like, Kevin West, you guys have a lot of ads. I've worked places on the radio, like, you know, like, I've had some Saturdays where it was 3 hours. It was me.
Oh, dude, let people, me tell you.
Right, and people said, like, man, how do you do it? I said, well, there's enough of a little respite here and there, but basically, I'm just literally just sitting there talking. I'm talking to you, but really, I'm, like, just talking.
Let me tell you, man, the clocks... I did a lot of stuff for SiriusXM, you know, between last job and this job.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there are almost no breaks. Like you have like a 2.5 minute break at the top of the hour, maybe a 3 minute, and then a bottom of the hour that's 2.5, maybe, and then another 3, and that's it.
Right.
And like then you calls. Are talking.
Right. We did take calls. You know, you could do the little text thing.
Oh, we took calls, thank God, because without that.
Right. The closest I came to that was... I was Glenn Beck's boy for about 8 years, and I was his fill-in guy on his national radio show for about 5 of those. So I don't know, 100 shows, something like that. And no one could be with me. No one could crack the mic, just me, for 3 hours. And I've told this before, I always pictured a crusty New York cab driver going, what the hell is this? You know, like, that's all I had in my head was some guy in Manhattan like, this guy sucks.
One of the things that I always thought was cool about doing radio, really, when I came back, is because, you know, you're driving. All right. Now, this is not before satellite radio has been around a long time, but now a lot of people have it. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, not a lot of people had it. You're on the highway. You're picking up something. And I always thought that, like, right now, somebody is driving
Yeah.
Through this bird.
Driving through town.
They never been through, they never heard me, and yeah. they're coming to some judgment about
yes.
me.
Yes.
Yeah, like, that guy, hey, I like him, man. Yeah. He's pretty smart. Or, what an idiot. And he just drives yeah. through, or she drives through town, and I never meet that person. I never have a conversation.
They never hear you again?
But they may not ever hear him again, but they had some opinion on yes. me for a half hour or yeah. an hour, maybe. You know, I always thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Right. Not to get too deep, but right.
Right. You know. Then one of the first in-person things I did was for about 100 people. And I had 99 of them in my palm of my hand. But there was one guy in the front row that was just staring daggers at me. And, of course, that's the only guy I could think about. And I just was so discombobulated. And when I finished and people started coming up to me, you know, shaking my hand, taking pictures, this guy was like, that's one of the best speeches I've ever heard in my life. And I was like literally mad. I'm like, dude. And I even told him, like, you just ruined this whole thing for me. And he was laughing. He's like, oh, I just must have resting bitch face or something. But
there you go.
Yeah, I kind of learned a lesson there.
I remember this. I was watching this show. I was a little kid, but I'll never forget this. Red Skelton was on, okay? And he was doing his opening, you know, monologue. And, you know, everybody's laughing when he makes the jokes. And after about two or three jokes, he said, like, I got to tell you, he said, there's a lady sitting in the front row. And whenever I tell a joke, all she does is go, like, pull the arm, go, And so he finished it, but after every joke, he would, because I guess she kept doing,
Funny.
And then the next week, he said, like, you know, like, I received a letter and said, like, oh, everybody, he said, like, that was hysterical laughter from Ruth. If she went, that was her way of saying, yeah. like, that was really funny.
Yeah.
And so he said, like, well, hey, you know, you're sitting there and said, like, God, that person really hates what I'm talking about yeah. today. And it's like, no, I was just kind of.
Well, I say it all the time. I wouldn't have a career if it weren't for producer Tom and his laugh. Because the first few years in the air was just the two of us. Mm. And he had the best, most infectious laugh that you couldn't help but think I was funny.
Okay.
Because that guy thinks I'm so funny. That you just, it's like a laugh track on the old 70s sitcom.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And it does invite, you know, to laugh along with yeah. one, okay? And I guess that's a real thing. Did yeah. you know, like, if you in the movie where everybody's clapping, mm-hmm. in the movie, mm-hmm. not in the theater, mm-hmm. in the movie, people have a tendency to go away from that movie feeling better about it and themselves.
Yeah.
That's why they clap at the end of Star Wars, by the way.
Oh.
Now they've blown up everything and yeah. all that. Why? So then everybody claps.
That's
so
interesting.
On top of you being good, they say, like, no, yeah. apparently that's like us being petted, you know, like.
Yeah.
yeah. Something, right?
Are you excited about the weekend sports?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I'm rooting for Will's boys, man. I'm a U guy. I appreciate it. In a roughhouse way, what they were, you know, back in the day,
uh-huh.
and I know a lot of people didn't understand it or get it, and so I've always kind of pulled for them,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to see them win it. I would like to see them win. So anyway, good game last night. A lot of good games coming up this weekend. So yeah, a lot this weekend is a lot of pro football fans say this is the best
weekend.
This is the weekend.
It's pretty great.
It's
right.
pretty great.
In terms of volume, right? You got two college football right. playoff games. You got all the wild card round.
Mm-hmm.
And then just moving forward. Well, next weekend, the NFL will be the same number of games. Yeah. Right?
Right.
Because you'll still have four in each.
You'll still four. Yeah. And then it falls. Because now you throw one on Sunday night or Monday.
Actually, that's not right.
You know, originally, or the best thing was when there were two games on Saturday and there were two games on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was riveting.
Yeah.
You know,
that's my memory.
That's like, oh, yeah, this is both days are just like, wow. And this is for the right to play in the championship game to go to Super Bowl. So it's like a football. Nobody's there that's supposed to be there, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. That always makes it fun.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. An interesting conversation with our boss, Steve, today. We're talking about retirement. He'll be retiring before I will. And he's a couple years younger than me. Handled his money better. But just talking about, like, well, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? And I was saying that I'm pretty used to getting petted a lot for what I do. You know, we win awards and articles and podcasts and things like that. The day I stop this, I suck at everything. I'm not kidding. This is it for me. Creative. Like, I can do stand-up, and I can play in bands, and I can sing, and I can play drums, and I can perform. When that's gone, I've got nothing. It used to be I could make money with my back as a younger man. Not going to do that anymore. No one's going to pay me to give them business advice. No one's going to pay me to do math.
You could teach.
What can I teach?
Radio. You got 25 years.
I don't know if what I do is teachable, though.
No, but you can guide people. Basics. Fundamentals.
It would be kind of fun to coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an idea.
Always a possibility.
And then I was thinking about, I told Steve how lazy I am. And he's like, no, you're not. You always say that, but no, you're not. Brain-wise, in this job, I'm not lazy. In fact, I go 24 hours a day. You guys know this.
Yeah.
I'm working 3 a.m, waking up and making notes on, you know, blah, 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 whatever.
You don't do this well when you're half-assing it.
True. But everything else in life, I'm extremely lazy about. I don't like paying bills. I don't like raking leaves. I don't like putting stuff together. I don't like going places. Anyone relate to this?
I'm not good at any of those quote-unquote detail-oriented things. Terrible at it.
Rach, you seem probably the best of us.
Yeah, and you know, it's not that I like doing those things. It's just no one's going to do it for me if I don't do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you just kind of have to shift into another gear and get it done. I think sometimes we as humans like make the mistake of like, oh, well, I don't like it. It's like, yeah, still got to do it, you know? That's what the vast majority of people, I mean, a lot of people don't like their job. We're so lucky to have a job that
so
we
true.
Like doing. And
yes.
And, you know, some days are harder than others, but I'm overall just very grateful that I get the opportunity to do something like this. Because, yeah, it would really stink to wake up every day stressed about what you have to go do.
Yeah. Which I've done as an attorney. the Sunday night softballs. I played Sunday night softball league down by the brewery. And at some point in the game, I would remember it was Sunday and just like that knot in your stomach.
Yeah.
At least I don't get that. At least not about my job.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a huge thing.
It's very good. It's very big.
But how blessed we are. Like, if I look at my life, that I graph it out, like big highs, big lows, but I had a quarter century career that I really love.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
it's a big deal.
Very few people get that.
I mean, you spend as much time here as you do anything else, anywhere else.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely talk to you guys more than I talk to anyone else.
Same.
Which is weird.
Why is that weird?
It's just weird that, like, I guess most people spend more time with their coworkers than their family. You know, you're there 8 hours a day. I don't think most families spend 8 hours together during a day. But with us, it's so focused. You know, for the 4 hours, we're focused on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the 2 or 3 hours before the show, we're fairly focused on each other.
Mm-hmm.
So. And then we're doing it for other people, which is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to talk.
That's the weirdest part. Yeah.
Yeah. Like right now, there are people listening to this.
Yep.
And that freaks me out.
I genuinely did not think about that at all until.
Yeah. Freaks me out.
Wait, people can hear us?
I know. It's so weird.
Somebody didn't tell me that.
Okay, if you're listening, turn the nunkin.
Yeah, this is a private conversation. It's actually kind of rude that you're eavesdropping right now. Don't make no pretty heart. I learned that. But if from the
start, been closer behind. 3:32, DJS Havoc Friday. Duran Duran was a weird band, weren't they?
Like, the same name twice.
I mean, like, they're not a rock band, but they're not exactly pop. They're just kind of their own thing.
So, but like, there's nobody in the band named Duran.
No.
And it's twice.
Yep.
Why?
Why aren't they just Duran? I've never heard why they're named that.
No idea.
I'm
going to have to Google it. Why are they called Duran Duran?
So Dave Murray and Janice are having another rough week with the doctor, so they are not here today, but we do have a live look.
Mm-hmm. All right, couldn't be with you live today, but we are headed into the weekend with a pretty good shift in our northwest flow. It's making a comeback. We have a cold front coming through late tonight. Could bring a shower. I think it's well after midnight. The evening is going to be fine, but it's going to be cloudy. And once that front kicks by, the winds will swing to the northwest. It's a little bit breezy, and we'll go down to 38 degrees. The weekend is a cold weekend. It's not an extremely cold weekend, but it's below average. So partly sunny skies on Saturday. Because we're in this kind of unstable northwest flow, there could be a sprinkle of rain. Could even be a couple of snow flurries here and there. It's breezy. And only 44 for the high. You get out in the wind and it's going to feel a little bit colder. Winds calm down Saturday night. It's partly cloudy. It's cold, 25 degrees Sunday. Coldest day of the weekend, but a lot of sunshine, relatively light winds, but only 36 for the high on Sunday afternoon. Now, Sunday night will be cold. Early Monday morning will be cold. Then we start to bounce back with our temperatures Monday afternoon and throughout the day on Tuesday. No extreme warmth, but it will be kind of where we should be, maybe a little bit above average. Then I think we're going to cool down again. But this January, we mentioned it yesterday, this is not going to be a winter month. Winter is not going to lock in. It will make some visits, but they'll be fairly short. And the warm air is not going to be extremely warm. I don't think it's going to be record heat, but we're kind of treading water with winter. I do think it makes a comeback probably late in the month, but especially during February, we should see a return of winters after we got that really early start in November and early December. So there you have it, kind of a bundle up weekend on the way. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, it's been a weird winter, hasn't it?
Yes.
Like, remember last week I asked you guys if it had snowed yet? That feels like 2 years ago. It really does.
We got like a foot of snow in like two days.
I remember
days.
We were mad at MoDOT.
Because that was right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We got like a foot of snow in 2 days, and then it's been like 55 degrees ever since then.
Yeah, so weird.
Very weird.
Hey, I looked up Duran Duran.
Okay.
So they stole the name from the movie Barbarella.
Okay.
That was the villain. Durand was the villain, and they thought it was cool, so.
I was watching the...
It's a pretty silly name.
I was watching the new Counting Crows documentary, which is really good.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, it's really good. And Adam Duritz was talking about naming the band, and he said, then he said, every band name is stupid until it's not. And that's so true. Right?
Yeah.
Like if the Beatles didn't exist and I said, hey, I'm renaming the Dave Glover Band the Beatles, you'd be like, Dave, that's the dumbest name ever. Wheels, I was shocked by this. I'm such a baseball guy that I always assume it's America's national pastime. And I know you say the NFL is much bigger on television.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball is now in fourth. So football gets 37% saying that that's our favorite. Basketball gets 17%, and now soccer gets 10%, and baseball gets 9%.
Yeah, I call BS. First of all, it's a poll, but it's what's a better measure of a sports popularity? Attendance, television audience, and money that's generated, or asking 1,000 people on the street? Because Major League Baseball is second only to the NFL in revenue. Their TV ratings are second only to the NFL, generally speaking. So, like, the Cardinals are the highest-rated TV show in St. Louis every day, even last year when they were bad. And they also do great on the radio. And I'm asking that question legitimately because I'm not saying that those people are being disingenuous. But most sports fans watch all sports. They might watch one more than the other, but they kind of watch them all. So if someone says, well, football's my favorite, But they still watch the Cardinals on a day-to-day basis. You're both, really. So the polling things are always a little weird because you're saying pick your favorite. Okay, well, there are hardcore people that pick their favorite, let's say soccer. But soccer in the U.S. doesn't generate nearly the revenue that baseball does. Doesn't generate nearly the TV audiences. I mean, you'll get big crowds. I mean, City gets big crowds, and they especially did in their first year. But it does none of it matches up to 81 games of a baseball team. In generally speaking, so it doesn't mean that it won't go that way down the road, but their TV deals are nowhere near baseball TV deals. So I don't disagree with the outcome. I think there are definitely that is what people said. That is real. But is that the measure, or is the measure more tangible? Because with the tangible things, baseball is basically behind the NFL.
Yeah.
The NBA gets way more play on social media, right? So if you were to look at Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. The NBA is way more popular on those. But its revenue's not higher. And its TV ratings aren't higher. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on how you want to view it. Mm-hmm. NBA is more buzzy than Major League Baseball, but it's not necessarily getting more eyeballs and it's not making more revenue.
Yeah.
The NFL is king, though, and that's not going to change. And college football, especially at this level, you know, the playoffs, it's right there with the NFL.
The hell would we do without sports?
We'd be staring at the grass, wondering what we're going to do with it. No, I mean, look, sports have existed forever in one way or another. I mean, it's always been something, you know? I mean, sports a couple thousand years ago was gladiators fighting in the arena, but it was more than that, right? Greco-Roman wrestling, you had runners, you've always had various competitions.
Have you seen the game that either the Aztecs or the Mayans
yes.
played?
Yeah.
The one ball.
Yeah.
And a
it's
little
a giant field. Yeah.
Little hoops that yeah. they, the ball barely fits through.
Yeah.
It's like 20 feet off the ground.
It's crazy.
And the losing team gets their heads cut off.
I know. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Why were they so killy?
They were quite killy.
Of course, I remember that part of
older
the story.
Generations were also very killy, you know? Because I know that not all gladiator battles were to the death, but a lot of them were. So, yeah, we're very killy. At least our sports aren't killy anymore.
It's true.
They're just really hurt you bad sometimes, injuries.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So, okay, Amazon is turning its corporate workers into what they're calling badgers. They've rolled out an expanded internal dashboard that lets managers track not just whether employees come into the office, but how many hours they spend there and which buildings they use. So they're going to scan your badge every time you enter certain buildings. I find stuff like this very funny because anytime something like this rolls out, people are like, can you believe they're treating us like this? Yes, this is how most people have to clock into their job or like prove they're doing work, or the whole like back to the office debate where people are like, I can't believe they're making me come in. Lots of people have to go in. Like, yeah. I understand that it's an inconvenience for you. Inconvenience. I understand that it sucks. I get all of that. But treating it as if it's like a human rights issue, like, a lot of people have to put up with this.
Remember in Doge when people were having to email what they do during the day?
Yes.
Remember that?
I said the same thing. I'm like, I don't understand like why it's a big deal for the company that pays you to be like, so what did you do yesterday again? To me, that's not an indication of like your rights being trampled on.
Yeah, the only reason you should be worried about that is if you don't do that much during the
day. Right. Yes.
When Steve took over both radio stations and we worked down there, Steve was trying to figure out how to cut money. So he made me and a handful of other employees write down everything we did through the day. And then we got a couple people. And I wasn't worried because I know I do a lot of stuff. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll tell you what I do.
Did you embellish?
No. I don't have to.
I was going to say, you probably don't have to. You got a bunch.
So Gwyneth Paltrow, remember whenever she and Chris Martin decided to get a divorce, but they called it a conscious uncoupling?
I do.
She says now that that ended up costing her a job. She said, I think the distributor was like, this might be too hot to touch. People were so angry and so put off by the conscious uncoupling comment. They were like, yeah, we're going to go with another actor. Sorry.
It's one of those things that makes a Hollywood person seem like an alien. Like they're not even of this earth to be like, we're not breaking up. We're consciously uncoupling.
I don't know.
No, you're breaking up.
I don't know that
you're just being a weirdo about
anyone
it.
Anyone could have pulled that off. But Gwyneth, to me, is especially that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah,
sure. Right? Like, disclaimer, I like her a lot.
I like her as an actress.
But I get why people feel the way they feel about her. Because, she's intentionally doing things a lot differently.
I got mad at the vagina candle.
Yeah, it's off-putting.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I mean, it's like the studio person said. Like, that's an off-putting. All of that is off-putting.
All I need to know about a person is that they can work with someone for months on end and then not remember their name. You are a jerk.
You are a
horrible jerk if you can do that. And
I've heard this story.
Tom Holland. Tom Holland, they're all on the Avengers movies, and she didn't remember that she knew Tom Holland. Like, who are you again? Like, dude, I'm Spider-Man. Like, we're in the same movies together. What are you, like, that's not a cute story. You're an absolute self-entitled jerk if you cannot remember. And he's a star. He's not an extra that just walked through the set.
But they didn't have any like scenes together.
It doesn't matter. I mean, like if you saw the movie, you know who Tom Holland. Like, do you not see your own work?
I saw a TikTok last night. There's this actor named Tracy, older guy, who played Henry Ford II in Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You know
he's great.
Talking about?
Yeah, he's great.
Great actor. And he was on Colbert.
Yeah.
And he was telling the story that he met Stephen Colbert 3 times. And every time he met him, Stephen Colbert didn't remember him.
Yeah.
And so he said the 4th time they met, Stephen Colbert puts out his hand and says, it's nice to meet you. And he said, I held on to his hand and I said, Stephen, I've met you 4 times now. The next time I meet you, if you don't remember me, I'm going to punch you in the nose.
He'll remember then.
And he said he was in New York about 2 months later and someone was screaming his name and it was Stephen Colbert. And he's like, you just didn't want to get punched in the nose.
That's funny.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah, also, no excuse. No excuse when you've met somebody like, because like, you know, you can argue Stephen Colbert's talent level, but you can't argue that he's well known. And if for Stephen Colbert to not remember an actor who is in big movies.
Yeah.
I mean, and you've met him 4 times. That's terrible, dude.
That guy's one of my low-key favorite actors.
He's really good.
Yeah, he was great in House of Dynamite.
What's his name again? It's Tracy.
Tracy Letts or something like that.
Yeah. Yes, that's it. And if you see him, you're going to know immediately who he is. And he's usually kind of a, not always, but he's like kind of a jerky bad guy a lot of times.
Yeah, kind
but
of
he's
curmudgeon.
Really good at it. Yeah, he's great.
Back to you, Rach.
All right. After experiencing backlash on a lot of these images, Grok is hitting pause on spicy mode for the time being. They were basically, you know, adhering to these malicious user requests to modify images in a sexual way. Sometimes minors were being harmed in the execution of this. So now Grok is basically putting the brakes on that for the time being. So I don't understand why spicy mode needs to exist in the first place. There's plenty of way, if you want to see a lady in a bikini, there's plenty of consenting women out there who would love
to avoid
for
it.
You to view their content.
Yeah. Yes.
There's really something wrong with you if you want to remove consent from the equation.
Yes.
And I just don't understand giving people that tool in the first place.
Yeah.
I don't understand the positive that comes out of it.
No.
I hope this doesn't make me seem weird to even talk about this, but for real, I don't understand the allure. Like, if there's some woman who I know and I'm like, show me what she looks like naked. First of all, it's not what she looks like naked.
Yeah, it's
nope.
It's estimation.
It's just a naked person. And I can do that in my head. Like, I don't get it, I guess. I don't understand the allure.
To humiliate and exert control.
Yeah, say it's the power thing.
Yeah. It's your
God, that's creepy.
Yeah, it's very troubling that there are so many people out there who want to do that. And really upsetting that they're like, oh, you know what? You could just do that on Grok now if you want. Mm. Like, that's a feature we created for you guys. Have fun. Oh, no, it's going bad. Yeah. No.
Call me shocked. And I guarantee you they're getting threatened with lawsuits. I mean, you have to be. In fact, I think anybody affected should just get together in a big class action suit and go after them. Nobody. I think this is a real thing for people. Like, I know our union, SAG-AFTRA, is really big on this, too. Like, using anyone's name, image, or likeness without approval is just not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Period. The end. Whether they're famous or not, it's just not okay. That is the one thing that you own that nobody should be able to take away from you.
I saw a thing. Kat Dennings was on Two Broke Girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. I just read the headline. But she said that she basically submitted herself to Marvel. And they did all of her measurements and all of her laser stuff. And now they can use her in anything, anytime they want.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
She agreed to it.
Like, right.
Yeah,
and again, if you agree to it, good.
Yeah, but just the fact that that's possible is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I would recommend don't. Because then they only pay you one time and they can use your image and likeness anytime they want. And I'm sure there are restrictions on how they can.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
guys, DGS 354. We have George Mayhew coming up at the top of the hour. It talks some food and wine from St. Louis Magazine. Sean Malone's going to give us a monkey update.
Yeah.
I heard him doing the story, recording it. We're about to hear it on the news. And they said that they're very smart monkeys, but unpredictable.
Yeah.
As well, monkeys can be.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.